From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Trump administration late Monday informed Congress for a second time that Iran is complying with the two-year international nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. But a senior official warned Tehran's continued malign activities, including its ballistic missile development, support of terrorism provocations in the Gulf region, backing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, its rights accord and hostility toward Israel, so it remains one of the most dangerous threats to U.S. interests and regional stability. But Australian National University analyst Salman Saikal told VOA's Victor Beatty the current administration's position toward Iran is similar to that of Israel's.
I think it is true that the Iranians have been complying to the July 2015 accord, but at the same time, I think the administration would like to really leave a little bit of window open to impose more sanctions on Iran, tighten the rope around Iran as much as possible, simply because that President Trump has adopted an incredibly hostile attitude towards Iran, which is basically a copycat of what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been doing for a long time, and of course, and that to some extent has also been supported by some of the Arab countries led by Saudi Arabia.
The U.S. certification comes just a day after a Chinese-American from Princeton University was sentenced in Iran to 10 years in prison for spying. The latest Republican effort to overhaul the U.S. healthcare system fell apart Monday, with two more Republican senators saying they would not support the bill. The failure was the second in as many months for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who had to cancel a vote on an earlier version in June when its defeat became inevitable. This is VOA News. The United States is applauding the European Union for imposing sanctions Monday on 16 senior Syrian military officials and scientists involved in chemical weapons attacks on civilians. The 16 officials sanctioned by the EU is also winning praise from British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
Got a very good agreement on sanctions against those who are responsible for chemical weapons attacks in Syria, and I was very pleased to see that eight military individuals, eight people involved in the technical work on chemical weapons have been sanctioned, so their movements will be restricted, their assets frozen.
The United Nations and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons are carrying out a joint investigation into the April sarin gas attack, which killed at least 87 people. The U.S. blamed the Assad regime, prompting President Donald Trump to order an airstrike on the Syrian airbase. Indonesia's parliamentary speaker has been named a suspect in a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal involving the implementation of a national electronic identity card. The head of the government's Corruption Eradication Commission said there is sufficient evidence that Speaker Setia Novanto participated in a scheme to embezzle as much as $170 million between 2011 and 2012, about one-third of the $440 million allocated for that project. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has asked Congress to extend martial law until December, in the southern island where the military has been fighting a bloody two-month insurgency by Islamic militants. More than 500 people have been killed in that conflict, which began after a failed attempt by security forces to capture a top Islamic State-linked militant leader. The insurgents burned down several buildings, including a church, and took several people hostage, prompting Duterte to impose a 60-day period of martial law on May 23rd. On the island of 21 million people. The president's order expires this Saturday, as mandated under the Philippines Constitution. President Donald Trump inspected products brought to the White House Monday from all 50 U.S. states to launch his Made in America Week. On display from the easternmost state of Maine was a yacht. From the distant shores of Hawaii, more than 75 kilometers from the nation's capital, there was a bottle of rum. Even Marine One, the presidential helicopter, was turned into an expensive prop to tout Connecticut manufacturing. The president hopped into a Wisconsin fire truck, highlighting U.S. manufacturing prowess. Minutes later, Mr. Trump signed the proclamation declaring July 17th as Made in America Day. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.